You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow, or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark. Please enjoy this rerun of one of my favorite episodes from last year.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. And today I'm going to share a couple of stories with you from Chicken Soup for the Soul, Get Out of Your Comfort Zone. And these are stories about why you should step out of your comfort zone and why you shouldn't be afraid to meet new people. I am definitely going to follow the advice in our first story, which is by Mary Lane Camberg. She tells us that she learned a whole new way of going to parties when she attended a party at her niece's house. Her niece is married to a French guy who teaches at a French immersion school. And when they had a barbecue and invited some French families from the school, they also invited Mary Lane. Mary Lane was accustomed to going to parties and talking to the people she already knew. But what she observed at this party was different. Each time a French couple arrived, they made sure to go around and introduce themselves to everyone at the party. There was no breaking off into smaller groups. There was no feeling that you couldn't break into a circle of people talking to each other. Mary Lane says, "After the party, I asked Bryn, is greeting every person a French party thing?" She nodded. "At any event, in France, you're expected to acknowledge each person's existence when you arrive." Mary Lane decided she would try this when she went to an afternoon garden party at her friend's house. She knew a lot of the people there, but she made an effort to meet all the people she didn't know. And you know what that led to? She came across a high school classmate, someone she hadn't seen in decades. They didn't recognize each other's new appearances, but they did recognize their names. And then she introduced herself to another little group of people and discovered her little sister's childhood best friend. Mary Lane met so many interesting people at that party, and it was so much better than just hanging out with the people she already knew. She says, "I realized that partying the French way is fun. While I thought I was simply acknowledging others' existence, I was really learning more about my friend, reuniting with guests I wouldn't have noticed, and turning strangers into friends."
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
David Brigham shares another story with us about the benefit of stepping outside your comfort zone and connecting with new people. He learned this lesson way back in 1971 in a summer class he took in Black American literature on the campus of SUNY Oneonta in upstate New York. One day, the professor announced they were having a special guest that day, and he needed a student to volunteer to meet the surprise guest over at the administration building and escort him to the class. No one except David volunteered. The professor whispered the special guest's name in his ear as he was departing the classroom. Alex Haley. Yes, that Alex Haley. David was nervous as he walked across the campus. What if he embarrassed himself in front of this amazing author? But Alex Haley was charming and approachable. So David asked him a question. "I'd like to become a writer, but I don't know if I have the talent. How did you discover that you had a gift for writing?" Alex Haley laughed and said he didn't feel he had any talent for writing. He said, "Writing is a craft. I learned to write through practice and sheer persistence. He explained that when he entered the Coast Guard in 1939, he was assigned mess duty. He became so bored that he bought a portable typewriter. He began to write letters for sailors who wanted to correspond with their girlfriends and others back home but lacked writing skills. He wrote every day. As his writing skills improved, he eventually became a journalist for the Coast Guard. "If you want to become a writer," he said, "don't worry about whether you have some magical gift. Put in the work. Write every day and don't give up until you succeed." David says, "After my conversation with Alex Haley, I no longer obsessed over whether I had the gift or talent to become a writer. Instead, I started writing every day. Within 2 years, I published 3 stories in national children's magazines. I have been writing and publishing ever since. Had I not volunteered to meet this extraordinary man, I never would have received the benefit of his wise advice and the rewards that followed." I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to these stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul, Get Out of Your Comfort Zone. You can go to our website, chickensoup.com, and click on the podcast button to read more about this book and all the topics it covers, and you will find it wherever books are sold, including Walmart, Barnes & Noble, and Amazon. You can also sign up for our newsletter, and you will receive a free Chicken Soup for the Soul story every day in your email. And please come back for our next episode to hear 2 more stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul, Get Out of Your Comfort Zone. And these stories are about overcoming shyness.